Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel. We can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now let us begin to uncover something regarding your career path, what you might do, what you might be interested in as fields of work, job or business. But here we will use the Artha houses, that is to say, the second house, the sixth house and the tenth house. The three houses which one studies dominantly for career path, business and so on. Because 2nd, 6th and 10th houses determine who, and the lords of those, whatever is going on in the 2nd house, whatever is going on in the 6th house and 10th house determine pretty much what your inclination towards career or job or business would be like. 2nd house is your family and your earning wealth, how you earn your wealth. In terms of career, we are speaking here. 6th house stands for your daily routines. What you're doing is daily because your job or business is pretty much part of a daily routine, isn't it? And 10th house as the success factors, the fame, recognition and your appearance in the public world, in the world at large, out there, not in your home. Okay? These are the Artha houses, the means of earning a living. We will cover this, number two, as per each rising sign, right from Aries through Pisces, we shall cover it because the lords of 2nd, 6th and 10th houses change with every rising sign, isn't it? So we shall cover this first, begin with the principles of each of the rising signs, cover those first. And then we shall move on to details of case studies because case studies will reveal something more, obviously, like we just covered the Amartya Karaka series and case studies, isn't it? You have to ground your knowledge with studying in a chart, how it plays out in a chart, because chart has got millions of combinations. So we have to study with respect to case studies, and I shall cover this in the same style as Amartya Karaka, so you're not confused. Number three, how lords of each of the above is playing out. 2nd house, 6th house and 10th house for every rising sign has some lord. Lord of 2nd, Lord of 6th, Lord of 10th. I shall cover how the principles of Lord of each of the above plays out, first as per rising signs in general, and then we shall go on to case studies, because case studies will give a combo. Number 4, in D1 or natal chart, as how it manifests in physical reality, this is the principle. Whatever is in your divisional chart must tally with the natal chart. That's the rule. Okay. So natal chart, since we have already covered this in detail, is always the manifestation of your physical reality. If you want to see something shows up or how it shows up in your physical reality, that's natal chart. So we shall cover that also in the case studies. In D10 or Dashamsha chart, divisional chart, which is also analyzed for career, we will consider this as what attributes one brings into one's career and later in life. Okay, just similar as D1 and D9, but now we are going to D10. And what is your internal approach towards your career and whether career does change in one's life or not? We shall study that. Case studies I'm taking from Gen Z charts, random charts of all people born after the year 1998, both in D1 and D10. So this will be the underlying basis of how we'll study career in terms of Parashara system, not the Jaimini now. We are not taking the Karakas. We are taking the houses of 2nd, 6th and 10th Lord, and we are studying it as per the Parashara system, the BPHS. You can even build in Nakshatra later on into this if you want. Where is the 2nd Lord placed in which sign, house and Nakshatra? This will be a little more detailed. But let's just begin with basics. Always best to go back to basics and evaluate, isn't it? So we'll study with that. And let's see where this journey takes us. Let's see what Pisces rising brings as aspects to their careers, the 2nd, 6th and the 10th houses. So first of all, rising sign being Pisces itself, their aspect of career that they bring is all about giving away of themselves into their career. Okay, because the self is focused now and giving itself away. 10th house has Sagittarius. It's all about making rules and guidelines. That's what they might dominantly be ending up doing in their career path, providing rules and guidelines for everybody else. That one of the possibilities, management, law, finance and banking, all the things of Sagittarius. But let's begin with the 2nd house, which has Mars as the ruler in Aries. Speech, very sharp and critical, very prone to erratic speeches filled with anger and resentment, conflict-oriented speaking. Although native is Pisces in the 1st house, but look at Aries, what it's doing in the 2nd house. It always wants to initiate speech, wanting to be the first one to speak. It will be the Pisces ascendant. Kind of aggressive with the family. 2nd house is of family values. So wants to initiate something in the family in terms of earning. They may find new ways of earning, speaking of careers, for their family. That's one of the aspects here. Aries as the initiator. Aries is also a poor Rashi as compared to Libra, which is a rich one, the opposite sign. So these people, although they might be born into rich houses, they might feel poor about their family. Typically, they are not born into rich families, Aries being in 2nd house. Now, 6th house has something interesting. It has Leo now, Sun as the ruler. So 2nd and 6th have got malefics, right? Mars and Sun. So they can be good in technical roles, depending upon where Rahu, Ketu, Saturn, Mars are placed and Sun is placed. So 5th sign being in the 6th house, what does this give us? Well, they are very egotistical at workplace with their colleagues. They take a lot of pride in their daily work, in their routines, which is also the career. A lot of pride in how they do things and what they do. They need appreciation. They crave appreciation for their work daily, on a daily basis, isn't it? Leo in the 6th house. Also, they are very dominant people. Amongst the colleagues, who is the most dominant in meeting rooms, if you examine, that will be a Pisces ascendant, because Leo is in the 6th house. In the 10th house, what do we have? We have Sagittarius. Therefore, Jupiter here wants to provide guidelines. So combine Sun and Jupiter, for example. And you will see a person who wants to dominate meetings by saying, we should do it like this, we should do it like this, I think this should be like this, I think this should be that way. This person typically might be a Pisces ascendant, isn't it? Because there is that signature. So gives a very interesting play of careers, Pisces ascendant, because of all these attributes. Now let us see the collective play of Lords. Now let us see the play of the Lords. Pisces rising sign disposition is compassionate, imaginative and spiritually oriented. It thinks large picture. The big picture of things is Pisces rising. These natives bring sensitivity, intuition and creativity into their careers. They are idealistic, often drawn to professions that connect to healing, guidance or service. Guidance more like providing guidelines, Sagittarius in the 10th house. At times they may struggle with practicality or consistency. Remember, this is a dual signs. All dual signs 3, 6, 9 and 12 are subject to duality. A lot of struggle with choices and switching careers. But their ability to inspire and empathize gives them the unique professional presence. These people make good project managers also. By the way, management people with Pisces rising is good. Why? Sun is in the 6th house. They want to dominate the whole meeting room, for example. And Jupiter in the 10th house just keeps giving guidelines, not necessarily involving themselves with work. So this 6-10 combination of Sun and Jupiter makes them good project managers also, because Pisces is rising. So they want to give something to the entire team. Pisces is a sign of giving. Let us see the career Lords now. Second house, Mars as Aries, governs speech, wealth and resources, the second house. So their attitude towards earning wealth becomes aggressive. Their attitude towards resources becomes aggressive and their speech becomes aggressive. Aggression is carried to all areas. They might be even be aggressive with their family, fights with the family, for example. Brings courage, competitiveness and drive into their approach to earning and sustaining resources, of course. Mentally, Mars gives directness and decisiveness in financial matters. So they think of earning resources or jobs very logically. Mars is a very logical planet. They want goals and targets. Emotionally, they tie self-worth to their ability to act boldly and assertively in career pursuits. That's why they make good managers also. You need some boldness and aggressiveness, isn't it? If you have to push people to get stuff done. Sixth Lord is Sun as Leo. Governs daily work, routines, service and handling of challenges. This is the aspect of 6th house. Sun will bring in authority, a sense of pride, ego even, and a desire for recognition into their work environments. In their daily work, they want to be recognized. Attention seeking. Mentally, the Sun adds clarity and leadership to their ability to handle conflicts and competition. They want to win at all costs. Dominant in daily work. Emotionally, they seek dignity and respect in their professional roles. May feel deeply attached to their workplace hierarchies. Sun is always looking at government hierarchies, the pyramid structure, top-down approach. And Sun in 6th house, being Pisces ascendant, always will be dominant in this aspect, isn't it? 10th house Lord is Jupiter by the means of Sagittarius. As Sagittarius, Jupiter can be as Pisces. So the Lord of 1st and 10th is common. So there is a dominant aspect of Pisces ascendant or Pisces rising people to select careers which provide guidelines to others in any kind of profession. This will be the dominant aspect. Governs career recognition and public authority. Brings wisdom, ethics, optimism and expansion into their professional life. Making laws, rules, guidelines. This is the aspect of Jupiter in Sagittarius. Mentally, Jupiter encourages the big picture. Of course, their ascendant also does in this case. Knowledge-based and principled approach to career goals. Emotionally, they find fulfillment when their career aligns with higher values, growth and a service to a larger cause. Now, you should remember this, that when the lords of the 6th and the lord of 10th have sort of a common denominator, in this case Sun and Jupiter, okay, both are sattvic planets, both love providing guidelines, and Pisces is all about others in the rising sign, isn't it? So there'll be a dominant management aspect to Pisces rising people. They'll be drawn to careers which provide guidelines to others, even writing rules and regulations for organizations, for example, may be a dominant career path for Pisces rising. Now let us see the collective play of lords for Pisces rising and conclude with that. Now let's see the collective play of lords for Pisces rising. Mars in the 2nd, Sun in the 6th, and Jupiter as the lord of 10th combine drive, authority and wisdom, all qualities required for management positions. This makes Pisces rising native have an attitude of compassionate yet ambitious, strong sense of purpose in professional pursuits, characteristics bold like Mars, aggressive in speech like usually managers are, authoritative like Sun managers are, visionary not so much in Sagittarius, more like providing rules and guidelines and telling everyone else what to do, again like managers. Mental style, a blend of direct action, leadership and long-term ethical vision. Depending upon where Sun and Jupiter are placed, that ethics and moral compass may be compromised, especially if there is an aspect of Rahu there. Emotional tone, sensitive yet determined, they thrive when they feel their work contributes to both material stability and higher ideals. Remember Mars in the 2nd house, very aggressive about accumulating wealth. Mars in Aries feels insecure, so they are insecure about wealth. Dominant drive is to aggressively pursue goals which get them wealth, isn't it? They excel in education, law, spirituality, not so much, depending upon the positions. I would put them in more management positions. Counseling, yes. Healing, definitely yes. Politics, again, not so much, depending upon the Sun. It's saying politics because of the Sun in the 6th. Could be, if the Sun is actually placed there, or leadership in service-driven industries, right? So management, service, that kind of an area. With Jupiter ruling 10th, they are naturally gravitated towards teaching, guiding or advisory roles, like we already covered, where wisdom and ethics matter. Especially if Jupiter is exalted, then it's very nice. They will do that. Mars, as second lord, gives a strong drive to build financial independence, often through direct action or entrepreneurial ventures. It's a tongue twister. Entrepreneurship, well, you would have to see the 12th house for Pisces if they want to build an entrepreneurship. Usually 12th house is for entrepreneurship because it's an independent, isolated work, isn't it? Entrepreneurship. And 12th house of Pisces is Aquarius. So if Rahu is sitting in Aquarius, for example, along with Mars, then they might aggressively pursue independent entrepreneurship ventures of any kind. Sun as 6th lord ensures they stand out in competitive environments. Very egotistical in daily work, taking credit for everything. Maybe even working for the government. Sun is government, often taking on leadership or authoritative roles in daily work settings. Their careers may blend practical achievement with service, knowledge and vision. Perfect. That summarizes Pisces rising. Next, I shall begin a series of case studies for 2, 6 and 10 houses. We will take multiple examples of different ascendants. I am thinking more along the lines of doing the 2nd, 6th and the 10th houses, both in natal and the Dashamsha. Maybe I'll do that. Meanwhile, take care, share this video and be safe.